This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, we have much to cover today, so I need to get right to it. Yesterday, we spent some time on none other than exposing the ACLU as being a communist organization. I laid it to the responsible party's candor to your feet, America, because you are the government in this country. Read the preamble. Not only the Declaration of Independence, but also read the preamble to the Constitution of the United States of America. It starts out with, we, the people of the United States. And we also understand through the Declaration of Independence, which is a preamble to the Constitution of the United States of America, that when you actually take the time to read that, you will see that those that represent we the people derive their just powers from the consent of we the people. And I laid to your candor, to the responsible party, why do you tolerate groups like the ACLU and atheist groups and other groups, friends, that you know are operating in an unlawful manner in so many different aspects? And then we covered the SPLC, the True Hate Group, the SPLC, Southern Poverty Law Center, and we found out that Morris D. is advocating because of the money, the homosexual agenda, and what they're doing is they're targeting groups that they hate and that they mean to destroy. And Mark Potok said that directly out of his mouth. Well, I said that we're going to get to Snopes as well. We're going to get to that today. Facebook's new fact checkers, friends. Listen, Snopes, S-N-O-P-S. I'm sorry, S-N-O-P-E-S. Interestingly enough, people like to go back to Snopes and say, well, this is what Snopes says, as if to suggest that the devil's going to tell you the truth, friends, when in fact he is not. As a matter of fact, Snopes, Facebook's new fact checkers, include a former hooker, a porn star, plus a dominatrix. And for those that don't know what a dominatrix is, it's a woman that likes to be domineering over men, especially during sadomasochism, friends. And I don't mean to go there, friends, but I'm just giving you the definition of what these people are about. So you can see that, again, what they're doing is they're setting the fox in the chicken coop to be Facebook's new fact checkers. And we're going to get to that in just a couple moments, too, as well, friends. Before we do that, I want to go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com and give you some of the headlines across the country, friends, because some of the stuff happening is just so unthinkable. Again, I want to remind you, we're not talking about a third world country here, friends. We're talking about the United States of America. On the sonsoflibertymedia.com, Drexel University communist professor said, "All I want for Christmas is white genocide." Someone might want to take the time to let him know that he is a white man. So in other words, what he's saying is, I want to commit suicide. But again, on sonsoflibertymedia.com, friends, you can't make this stuff up. Drexel University communist professor, "All I want for Christmas is a white genocide." Yes, he said that. He really did. Also wanted to let you know that the refugees admissions surge is 86% year on year. So in other words, Barack Hussein Obama is bringing in refugees refugees on an 86% ratio year on year ahead of Trump's inauguration. Obama, for some reason or another, wants to rush Muslim refugees into the United States of America. Now, friends, what we're coming up to now is what I've been telling you over the last couple years, that your government, corruption in government that has been given a free hand to do what they want to do, they have been attempting through Barack Hussein Obama, George Bush is just as guilty, friends, and so is Bill Clinton, and going all the way back to many of the president's friends, for attacking you on a daily basis, friends. They're attempting to create domestic insurrection. That's why they're attempting to rush all these refugees into the United States ahead of Trump's inauguration. This is the communists within attempting to create that domestic insurrection. Mark my words. And folks, as I've been telling you for years, for 15 years, when they were completely off the radar, China and Russia, pay attention, folks. Pay attention to China and Russia, friends, without, but pay attention within. And keep in mind, this administration has been allied to your sworn enemies over the last 8 years and proceeding even that, friends. We knew this with the Clintons when Bill Clinton was almost impeached, friends. He was actually impeached, and then they stopped it in the Senate. And why did they do that? Because, of course, they were actually defending themselves. They were protecting themselves, not so much Bill Clinton, but protecting themselves from being exposed for their crimes as well. Remember, it was about Chinagate, not Monica Lewinsky, because Bill Clinton was selling Chinese to the military over there in China. He was actually selling the Chinese military American military secrets. It was called Chinagate, and you heard nothing of that, just like you heard very little about Hillary Clinton and the likes of the Clintons, as well as Harry Reid, selling uranium ore to the Chinese and to the Russians. Well, they put on the face in front of the American people and the world as if to suggest that they're arch enemies when, in fact, they're doing business one with another. But again, friends, keep in mind what I'm telling you right now. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, refugee admissions surge 86% year on year ahead of Trump's inauguration because they're attempting to create as much chaos to divide and conquer as possible so they can attack without. Mark my words, America. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, listen carefully. Yes, he said this. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, listen carefully. White House Press Secretary, Obama has been most transparent president in U.S. history. Folks, this is true from a spiritual aspect. We know that just the opposite is true in the natural man. But we know that God has been faithful in his mercy to expose the crimes of this administration, crime after crime after crime after crime. Why? Because the Bible tells us there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed and nothing hid that shall not be made known. God in his mercy has shown the American people, the disobedient American people, over and over again where they need to deal with him, where they need to enforce God's moral law against their crimes, and they have failed to do it over 1,163 times. And folks, you better bet your bottom dollar you have not seen anything yet. We know that Barack Hussein Obama just last week was releasing more prisoners on the American people. We know that he's been letting terrorists out of Guantanamo Bay only to go back into the Middle East to re-engage in militancy, friends. So again, what we need to do is understand that we need to keep in eternal vigilance as the price paid for our liberty. We need to keep our eyes open as the Gadsden flag reflects, friends, and exhibits. The Gadsden flag has the snake that's wrapped up because she wants you to know that she's ready to strike, and it says, "Don't tread on me," but notice the snake. Eyes are never closed. And folks, there isn't a break from your enemies. Again, Thomas Jefferson, President Thomas Jefferson, eternal vigilance is the price of eternal freedom, folks. Eternal vigilance is the price of freedom. Again, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, White House Press Secretary, Obama has been most transparent president in U.S. history. Folks, what's sick about all this is they're not kidding. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back.
The Christmas season is here, and it's one of our favorite times of the year at the Sons of Liberty. It's a time where we all reflect upon the goodness of God throughout the year and the birth of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Christmas is also a time for giving. God's gift to the world was His Son, Jesus Christ, and this Christmas season, what better gift to give than the gift of truth? Let us not give gifts that have no meaning. Make this Christmas different by giving the gift of truth. The Sons of Liberty store has so many good products that will convict, inspire, bring healing, and encourage others to go out and seek and save that which is lost. They are gifts that will have a lasting impact and will change men and women for eternity. And while you're on the website, please remember to give your year-end tax-deductible donation. Or better yet, sign up to become a son or daughter of Liberty and support our important cause of bringing men to Christ in the up-and-coming new year. Join today by clicking the button that says Sons and Daughters of Liberty and be a part of making a lasting impact to restore America back unto Christ. And Merry Christmas from the Sons of Liberty. Did you know that less than one-half of 1% of church funding actually goes towards our posterity? And of the funding that is given, only 3% actually goes towards reaching the lost? And the rest of the money goes toward reaching the already churched? That's unthinkable. We all know that our posterity are the future and hope of America, so why are funds not being allocated to them? For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting the good fight of faith on a daily basis to make sure that freedom is preserved for both young and old across America. Public school principals, tea parties, detention centers, prisons, and more from across the United States have spoken of our program as the most powerful message that has ever been conveyed to those in attendance. If you desire to be a part of this work, then join together with those across America who have become sons and daughters of Liberty. What that means is you support this work on a monthly basis. It's as easy as going to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com and click that button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. Our posterity can't wait. The time to restore America is now.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. Check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com. They interact one with another. Those two pages do. You can also check us out on our Facebook account, which is Bradley Dean Double E, Bradley Dean Double E. We have 532,000 people that are active in following just that site alone. 532,000 that believe that they can still win the day as we do, because our forefathers did. Just think about this again. Less than 3% of the population, with 13 colonies and 56 signers, called upon God when they threw off a tyrant across the sea. Read the Declaration of Independence and you'll understand exactly what I'm talking about. Three quarters of that documentation is the abuses, the usurpations, the crimes that were committed against our forefathers and the colonies here when they were establishing what we know as America 240 years later. But again, friends, check us out on Bradley Dean Facebook, Bradley Dean Double E, and or you can go over to my Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1. For what it's worth, Bradley Dean 1. You can also give us a call at any time, 1-866-582-9933. Love hearing from you. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because, folks, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here again, John 14:6, Acts 4:12, and you can also go over to Timothy chapter 2, verse 5. 1 Timothy 2, verse 5. He is the mediator. You can also find out that he is the way, the truth, and the life. And you can also follow Paul, as he said, follow me as I follow Christ, in 1 Corinthians 11:1. Who is he following? None other than the Christ himself, who makes men free to those that desire to follow him. Amen? Okay, folks. So, anyways, much to talk about on sonsoflibertymedia.com. In sticking to my word, yesterday we talked about the ACLU and the SPLC, and I laid to your candor, why is it that you tolerate these organizations that you know are unlawful in America? They're warring against Christians, folks, is really what it comes down to. And patriots and conservatives, one and the same. They all derived, and they all are derived from the Christ himself. Preservative, conservative, get it? I want to highlight one more thing before we get over to Snopes, Facebook's new fact checkers, which include a former hooker, porn star, and a dominatrix. Okay, what I want to highlight is I noticed this morning. You guys all remember when Deadfish Rahm Emanuel, that sodomite from Chicago, they call him the Chicago mayor. He said on November 14th, 2016, listen carefully, Chicago will always be a sanctuary city. He said you're safe in Chicago. But did you know that just over the weekend, friends, 41 people were shot in Chicago, 11 killed over the Christmas weekend? And we're told, and again, friends, he's right there with Barack Hussein Obama, folks. Whatever they say, you can look the opposite direction because there is no truth in them. John 8:44. Read it in the Bible, and you'll understand that there's no truth in these people. They come to kill, steal, and destroy. And that's in John 10:10. And again, friends, I don't understand what it is that we don't understand when we're dealing with politicians. They're corrupt to the very core. As a matter of fact, I'm thinking of something that Vladimir Lenin said, the Russian revolutionary, and when he was talking of politics himself, he blurted the truth out yet again in his confusion, and he told you the truth concerning politics. We know from the likes of President Roosevelt back in the 30s, we were told, again, in his confusion, he blurts out the truth and he tells you the truth, but remember he said that nothing in politics happens unless it's first planned. So what you're seeing today, of course they can't control everything, but the bottom line is we're getting the gist of it, that what we think is just a happening or a coincidence, or those that are inciting war, that it's really an enemy. Oftentimes we find out when we pull the curtain back that it's the politician actually inciting the domestic violence or whatever the case might be, as they bring in the brown shirts to bring in themselves as the problem solvers. Nothing new under the sun. But I'm saying this to say this. Vladimir Lenin said, people always have been and they always will be stupid victims of deceit and self-deception in politics. Listen carefully. Vladimir Lenin, the Russian revolutionary, said people always have been and they always will be stupid victims of deceit and self-deception in politics. So, folks, when I'm on the radio and I'm being hard on you, I'm not being hard on you because I hate you. I'm being hard on you because I know you don't like playing the stooge or anybody's fool. I don't, and I'm sure you don't. So the fact of the matter is these criminals need to be dealt with. And by the way, what Deadfish Rahm Emanuel just said concerning the fact that they're a sanctuary city, you do understand, America, that he's violating law. And he's not just violating law itself, friends. He's violating federal law, which means he can get his little backside because he's not above the law. But Rahm Emanuel and all of these sanctuary cities, folks, you do understand that when they're violating law, through the act of a felony, that they are subject to the enforcement of that law, the consequence of that law in violation. They can't just go ahead and do whatever they want to do without consequence. But America, you've been led to believe once again that they can go ahead and do whatever they want to do at will. Excuse me. So, in saying that, remember again, Rahm Emanuel said, hey, listen, you want to come to Chicago? It's a safe haven here for, what, illegals to come into the United States of America. Listen carefully to what he's saying. Of course, he's not saying it. He wants you to believe that these illegals are the victims in many cases, when in fact the opposite is true. They're attempting to stack the cards against you, as we just found out on the sonsoflibertymedia.com, that Barack Hussein, year by year, has been bringing in 86% increase right before, guess what, Donald Trump's inauguration. And why is that? Because, again, they're attempting to stack the cards against you, America. And, again, I've got to say it. This is perfect judgment. Again, read Leviticus 26 and Deuteronomy 28 because it keeps going back to that. But I want you to know that there's five things about the sanctuary cities that are pretty much untalked about. like I just said, sanctuary cities are a blatant violation of federal law. That means when Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel said, Chicago will always be a sanctuary city, you're safe in Chicago, come on over here, he is violating 8 U.S.C. Section 1324, deals with those persons who knowingly conceal, harbor, or shield undocumented. Folks, let's not call them undocumented. That's PC talk. Let's call them for what they are, illegal aliens, and could apply to officials in sanctuary cities and states. Of course, all the more to those that represent we the people. And watch out for the word officials too, folks, because you're under the illusion that when they say the official statement that they are above the law or whatever they say goes. No, that's not true. Again, read your laws and you'll understand who the final authority is. Now, folks, again, keep in mind 8 U.S.C. Section 1324 deals with people like Rahm Emanuel and other cities that are digging in that are going to attempt to stand against, well, what we're told through this new administration that they're going to deal with these people that are aiding terrorists, folks. Why would those in your government aid terrorists? Why would those in your government, folks, why would they release from Guantanamo Bay several hundred terrorists only to come back at America on a later day? Doesn't that tell you that they are the tyrant? Remember again what our forefathers said, if tyranny or oppression ever come into this country, it will come in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. And don't forget, friends, that Adolf Hitler, and don't forget the connection between the Bushes and Adolf Hitler. Go online, prove what I'm telling you, friends. You will find out that Prescott Bush was aiding financially Adolf Hitler's war, the Third Reich. And what did they use to create a world war? They were using the Muslims to do their killing. There's nothing new under the sun, and we're seeing it today. So ISIS is the modern day version of what? Hitler's global SS. Hitler used the Muslims. So I'm saying this for the very purpose, friends, that you have the enemy within. Read Deuteronomy 28, verse 36 when you get a moment, and you'll understand exactly what I'm talking about. And when I say foreign agent in the People's White House, that's exactly what I mean, America. That's exactly what I mean. And why is he warring against you? And folks, look what he's attempting to do in his last days in office. It's going to get worse, and you better keep your eyes on him. But again, friends, I told you so. I told you this is what he's going to do. So anyways, going back to the 5 points, sanctuary cities are a blatant violation of federal law. Okay, and again, keep in mind, nobody that represents we the people is above that law. Number two, sanctuary cities undermine law enforcement. Because not only do they refuse to cooperate with federal agents in deporting illegals, sanctuary cities make it more difficult for police officers to do their job. They're endangering our police friends, our frontline workers, our defenders in so many different ways. And I'm talking about the good cops. See, folks, some police officers in Los Angeles, namely the LAPD, expressed their frustration when the city's sanctuary city policy to Heather McDonald in 2004 said, "We can't even talk about it," said a frustrated LAPD captain. "People are afraid of a backlash from the Hispanics." Another LAPD commander in a predominantly Hispanic gang-infested district cites, "I would get a firestorm of criticism if I talked about enforcing the immigration laws against illegals." So what? Do you love your freedom? Then you better take your stand, because if you don't, you're about to lose it. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the run list? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years? and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall. There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
And now, three recent financial memories. Remember the market drops of 02, the financial crisis of 08, the flash crash of 2010.
It's not if, but when.
What do you have in place to protect your profits? OnTheMarkMoney.com introduces WealthGuard, a complete portfolio monitoring system that sends out direct alerts when your accounts hit a targeted downside value, and it works with all your retirement accounts,
even 401k.
Learn how to get WealthGuard free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Again, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if you love your liberty, you do understand we're going to have to fight for it, right? And it's called the good fight of faith that Paul talked about. We're talking about Chicago will always be a sanctuary city if you are safe. He said, Rahm Emanuel, dead fish Rahm Emanuel, said November 14th, 2016, that you're safe in Chicago. Over the Christmas weekend in Chicago, 41 shot, 11 killed. They're alluring illegals into the United States of America. I asked you the question, why would they want to do that? Why would they want to destroy your country, folks? They got to put them up as the victims to allure them in because they want the support of the illegals to war against. Folks, this is what tyrants do. You do understand this is what Mao Zedong did. They just re-educate them, and then they allure them through. Mao Zedong, by the way, threw off the Republic of China by teaching a younger generation that they were a democracy to throw off that republic. And that's exactly what's been going on in your country in a major way since George Bush Sr., for those that did not know, who has been calling for a new world order, who also said, out of chaos, can we create this new world order? And like that of Adolf Hitler through his daddy Prescott Bush, well, they understood that you have to create the chaos to bring in the new world order, and that's exactly what all these monkeys are doing, folks. Number one, talking about five things you need to know about sanctuary cities really quick. Sanctuary cities are a blatant violation of federal law. It's a violation of law, and again, friends, keep in mind, your representatives are there to enforce the law, to ensure our rights, not to tear them away. God-given rights. Number two, sanctuary cities undermine law enforcement? Of course they do. They endanger them. Number three, sanctuary cities are akin to roulettes. You better bet your bottom dollar. Number four, crime has surged in sanctuary cities. Of course you're bringing criminals into these cities. What do criminals do? They violate law. I could go into stats. Don't have the time right now. Number five, there are an estimated 300 sanctuary cities, counties, and states, according to this report, in the United States of America. 300 cities that are taking in illegals? America, you have 300 states in these respective states, friends, in these cities, I'm sorry, that need to be dealt with because you can't bring these people in illegally. But again, that's what they're doing, friends. So I just wanted you to wake up as to what sanctuary cities were all about. And again, keep in mind, for every one of these mayors or city representatives or whatever prospective occupation they may have in a representative position, if they are violating the law, you need to bring it to them, Article 2, Section 4 of the United States Constitution. Now, as promised before the end of the show, I want to bring about, yes, this is true information that I'm about to give you. It's interesting how when you put information out there, which uncovers the enemy, once again, read John 15. As a matter of fact, Jesus was hung because he uncovered them. He exposed them for who they were. You can also read John 7:7 if you'd like. Because he testified against the world that the deeds of are evil. And he was telling that to his brothers. But it's interesting to note that Snopes, Facebook's new fact checkers, include a former hooker, a porn star, plus a dominatrix, okay? Now, since Facebook has hired Snopes.com as their point of reference to tell you what the truth is and what it is not. Oh, yep, I'm getting another thought here, and I need to bring this in because it's pretty important for people to understand what Barack Hussein Obama just did. On the SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, line upon line, precept upon precept, did you know that Obama just signed an illegal Ministry of Truth bill? In other words, it's a bill. Now they can begin to tell you what the truth is. It's what they say it is. So you're seeing this happening on a major scale now through the likes of these fact checkers, okay? And look who they're using, the debased sort, okay? Now listen again. Since Facebook has hired Snopes.com, people like to make a referral or reference over to Snopes as if they're the ones to tell you what the truth is and what it isn't. And last week, before we even got to this article, I just showed you a couple things as to what they told you what was false, and then I gave you the facts. No, folks, they're not going to testify against themselves because a house divided against itself will fall. And, of course, they don't want to do that. Anytime you war against heaven, that's exactly what it's going to do. It's going to fall, but they just haven't figured that much out yet because they're too foolish and ignorant to go back and look at history. But listen to this, friends. Since Facebook has hired Snopes.com as one of their new fact checkers to put an end to the spread of fake news across Facebook, less than 1%, by the way, wouldn't this be a great time to meet the folks behind Snopes? Because, folks, what you need to do is fasten your seatbelts for this one. Because, again, you can't make this up. How many times have you been talking to someone who rebutted something you said with a comment like, but Snopes.com said that it isn't true? Or something to that effect, as if Snopes.com somehow is an authority on anything. Now, for folks to rely so heavily on what Snopes.com says, I can't help wonder how many people think Snopes.com consists of several floors in Manhattan and a skyrise with dozens of employees working tirelessly around the clock to fact check everything that runs counter to the lawless, liberal, leftist ideology. Yep, you heard me right. Well, as you're about to learn, nothing could be further from the truth. And, folks, as a matter of fact, what I want to do, according to the independent investigative journalist and former U.S. Navy officer and NSA employee Wayne Madsen, the fact-check website Snopes.com, which Facebook is using to combat so-called fake news, is a CIA operation. Did you hear what I said? Friends, did you hear what I just said? It is a CIA operation. We'll know our disinformation program is complete when everything the American people believe is false. Who said that? Back in 1981, under President Ronald Reagan, the CIA director, William Casey. Of course. They want to rearrange your reality to become the reality that they want you to believe in, friends. Now listen again. According to independent investigator, journalist, and former U.S. Navy officer and NSA employee Wayne Madsen, the fact check website, Snopes.com, which Facebook is using to combat so-called fake news, is a CIA operation. I want you to listen carefully again. We'll know our disinformation program is complete when everything the American people believe is false. William Casey, CIA director, 1981. Now, I want to, because I'm feeling that I need to tell you this. There's those out there that are saying, okay, we get it, we get it, we get it. What's the answer? Jesus Christ. Well, Bradley, I know, but make it more applicable. Hey, friends, Jesus Christ. His teachings are eternal. They apply to every generation. The Bible tells us that he's faithful to all generations, unto a thousand generations. Folks, the truth is never going to change. The word of the Lord endureth forever. The word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Friends, nothing's changed with God. As a matter of fact, history has repeated itself so many times that you think when things that look new to you are new, when in fact there's nothing new under the sun, says Ecclesiastes the preacher, King Solomon. Bradley, what's the answer? I'm giving you the answer. And this is how you do it. You love the Lord enough to enforce his commandments against those that are committing the crime. And here we are again. It's that simple. The answers are that simple. Now, to actually see them through, keep in mind what our friend rightly said, a preacher of old, a missionary, he said, it's first impossible, then it's difficult, and then it's done. Hudson Taylor. And also keep in mind what President John Quincy Adams rightly said, son of John Adams, do all that you can do and leave the results up to God. Hey, but folks, remember what I said to you during the first segment? The price of freedom is eternal vigilance. Don't stop. Your enemy never goes to sleep. And keep in mind, Scripture tells us that the enemy sows tares while men slept. So while you're sleeping with your eyes open, keep in mind, and you're taking a break, keep in mind that your enemy is well at work, and you need to deal with them. And in this country, it's as simple as going back to enforcing the laws against all crime. And you know, again, America, who the criminals are. Going back. Now, thanks to a report by the UK's Daily Mail, we know Snopes not only peddles CIA's propaganda and that it's a sleazy outfit run by embezzlers and a former hooker, porn star, and a dominatrix. Reporting for Daily Mail, December 21st, 2016, Alana Goodman points out that Snopes.com will benefit from Facebook using the site as an arbiter to decide differences of truth by determining what fake news is. So in other words, whatever they say is fake, then you're to accept it as fake. And whatever they say it as what is real, then you're to accept it as real. And I just told you, friends, how they're working together, and you can see it. It's easy to see. It really is. Pay attention to what's going across the board. Even if it's going out 15,000 different ways, the Holy Ghost and the anointing will quicken, you know, bring it into scope so you understand, knowing the times as the sons of Issachar knew the times. How is that? Because you're constantly vigilant, studying the scriptures, the Constitution, and what's going on in your generation and what's going on in your culture as to how to deal with it. So folks, what are we finding out here? They want to determine what you believe is right and what you believe is wrong. And the way to do that is to get away from the Word of God. So what is it? Either you're going to be ruled by God or you're going to be ruled by tyrants, said our forefathers. Either you're going to be ruled by the Word of God or you're going to be ruled by tyrants or the bayonet, said our forefathers. And the bayonet is on the horizon, friends. Now a DailyMail.com investigation has exposed Snopes.com's sleazy underbelly. Oh, folks, it's getting better. Remember when I said it's time for you to fasten your seatbelts? We got one more segment, and I'm going to dash through the topics. Number one, Snopes.com, the owner is an embezzler. We'll highlight that right when we get back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Hey, good on you, peoples. This is Alfonso Rachel with PJTV's Zone Nation and the drummer for 20 Pound Sledge. For several years, I've been drumming out the message that if you want conservative political representation, you're going to have to establish better cultural representation. Put that salt and light to work so we can maintain our God-given republic. And I'm glad to have friends like Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty who understand what that means. And they're using what God gave them to hold the line against the corrosive effects that liberalism has on our inalienable rights. Liberals have a horrible message, but great delivery systems. Conservatives have a great message, but the delivery systems are, well, eh. But people like Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are balancing both. And with your support, they'll be even better fortified to deliver the good news that makes the flickering city on the hill get its shine back.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Sale of a Lifetime, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.saleofalifetime.com/free book. Again, that's saleofalifetime.com/free book.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. We're talking about Snopes, Facebook's news fact checkers, including a former hooker and porn star, plus the Dominatrix. Hey, folks, the answer to all of this is find an alternative. Say goodbye to Facebook, then. That's how you just, that's what you do is you deal with it. And then what happens is, America, you sit back and feel that there's nothing you can do about it. When in fact, you're doing everything about it when you're contributing to the problem when you don't do anything about it. Come on. You want to say that again? I'm totally playing. But again, folks, it's really true. Let's be a part of the answer here. Folks, I'm going to highlight as quickly as possible as I can over this next segment because it's my last one. The owner of Snopes.com is an embezzler. Owner and CEO David Michelson is accused by his former wife and Snopes co-founder Barbara Michelson of embezzlement using company money for prostitutes. Yeah, this reminds me of the guy from Wikipedia. By the way, I don't know if you know this or not, but Wikipedia, the owner came after me. It was his first and his last mistake. And I'm not trying to be a hard guy. I walk softly, but I have a big stick. And if you want to go ahead and see the stick, you go ahead and just see how far you can go with that. Because I'm tired of what's going on in this country. And I'm talking about my God, my Father, the Lion of the Tribe of Judah, the Captain of my salvation, my big brother, who says, touch not mine anointed. That's your problem if you want to go ahead and dare the justice of God when it comes to his kids. It really is that simple. But again, folks, listen carefully. The Michelsons found Snopes in 1995. In 2015, their marriage ended in divorce, but both stayed on as co-owners of Snopes, which is registered under its legal name of Bardav, okay, Inc., B-A-R-D-A-D, and were its sole board members. Its sole board members, folks. So in other words, they're the board members of their own operation. Where's the accountability? In the time since the couple split, David has run the company's day-to-day operations and authored a number of Snopes fact checks, okay? First of all, keep in mind, he's an embezzler. Barbara accuses David of embezzlement and boondoggling, okay? And that is basically wasting money on questionable projects, okay? And tax arrangements. David says Barbara took millions from their joint accounts and bought property in Las Vegas. Oh, just wait a second, folks. We're talking about Snopes.com, Facebook's new fact checkers. These are the founders, friends. And this is their dirt. And by the way, I don't even like going through it all. But folks, this is intertwined, saturated, let me say it that way, with crime. Everything about the organization. Of course. Just like the state-controlled media. Just like corrupt representatives in government. But America, you already knew this. Right? And I can go on and on here, friends. In court filings, Barbara 57 accuses David 56 of raiding the corporate business Bardav Bank account for his personal use and attorney fees without consulting her. Embezzling $98,000 from the company over the course of 4 years, which he expended upon himself and the prostitutes that he hired. You heard me right. Embezzling nearly $10,000 from their business accounts between April and of June of 2016 to pay for trips for him and his girlfriend, a 24-day personal vacation in India this year alone, and his girlfriend's plane ticket to Buenos Aires. And folks, it goes on. Number two, Snopes administrator is a hooker. The administrator is a hooker. The administrative assistant is Alyssa Young, 47, whom David Wilkerson married last month in Washington State. You've got to see these pictures. It's on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Snopes, Facebook's new fact checkers include a former hooker, a porn star, and plus a dominatrix. A woman that's she's domineering. Again, I can highlight this. You can read the details when you get a moment. Number three, Snopes fact checker is a dominatrix, okay, folks? Again, she is a domineer, a sadomasochism, friends. She likes to have the authority in the acts that she commands. That's how it works out, and I'm not going to get into the details because we don't need to go there. We don't need to feed that. We're to take every thought captive and make it obedient unto the word of God, and the last thing I want to do is be a partaker of throwing thoughts in there that I shouldn't be throwing in there, or maybe inadvertently throwing in there. Remember what D.L. Moody said concerning our thoughts, friends, because we all have to take them, and because we are accountable for every idle word and every idle thought. Remember what he said. He said, his thought life is like a bunch of birds flying over the top of his head, and he doesn't allow them to nest in his hair. In other words, he casts them down, and everything that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, he casts down. He takes every thought captive and makes it obedient to the word of God. And that's exactly what he was saying, and that's exactly what I'm trying to say to you right now. But again, Snoop's fact checker is a dominatrix, folks. And then it goes on here. I'll give you a little of this just for the sake of time here, friends. It's unthinkable. Folks, we're talking about Snopes. Facebook's new fact checkers include a former hooker, a porn star, plus a dominatrix. The owner is an embezzler. Both the co-owner and the owner are blaming each other for crimes committed in the company. It's also being found out that it is a CIA operation. Of course it is. And I also shared with you, friends, concerning what the founder, William Casey, from the CIA director of 1981 under Ronald Reagan said. We'll know our disinformation program is complete when everything the American people believe is false. Well, this is what they're trying to do. They're feeding that monster, friends, and we need to put our foot down on it. And these are the people that mean to rule over you. Furthermore, friends, just think about that. These are the very people that mean to rule the roost. They mean to dictate what information you get, and they mean to dictate what the truth is and what it is not. Not on my watch, in Jesus' name, folks. It just ain't going to fly that way. Let them be all big and bad. But you know what? They're going to feel my steel, and they should feel yours too, because the communists know that when they feel mush, that they are to proceed. But when they feel steel, they retreat, folks. And it's not enough for them to feel your steel. It's enough for them to be behind steel. Steel bars, incarcerated for their crimes against our laws, which they are committing on a 24/7 basis. And again, we're highlighting them right now. So, folks, the founder and the co-founder are blaming each other for crimes, and Facebook, for some reason or another, wants to hire Snopes.com as a point of reference as to what can be said and what cannot be said. Are you going to let that go? I truly, truly hope not. Now, folks, I want to interject into this, and it's sticking to the topic here. I believe it was Tacitus that rightly said, you want to know who means to rule over you? Find out which you cannot speak out against. He said, if you would know who controls you, you see who you may not criticize. I'll say it again. If you would know who controls you, see who you may not criticize. And they don't want you talking about the Muslims. They don't want you talking about the gay agenda. They don't want to talk. They don't want you talking about corruption in the government. Folks, that is a dictatorship. That is a totalitarian government. And we were warned about this a long time ago. Now, let's get back to this. Snopes expenses include, folks, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, check it out. Snopes, Facebook's new fact checkers include former hooker, porn star, plus dominatrix. It's online. There's much more than what I'm able to get to right now. Listen carefully. Snopes expenses include $240,000 annual salary to David Michelson, in addition to a $500,000 a year draw on profits to both David and Barbara in the divorce settlement. Where on God's green earth are they getting that money within themselves, folks? They are not. Someone is paying for it, and you can rest assured this is where the CIA comes in, and they're using your money to do it. David is seeking a pay raise to 2 to 3 times the $240,000 court documents show, although he was prepared to settle for $360,000 a year. $53,640 annual salary to Brooke Binkowski, editor of Snopes. Snopes has enabled the Michelsons' accumulation of personal wealth to the tune of, listen carefully, friends, this can only come from an outside source. They have a $205,000 home in Las Vegas. They have a $1,525,000 home in Calabasas, Los Angeles. They have two saving accounts with $3,064,993. They have a cash account with $181,785, a stock account with $47,588, and IRAs valued at $455,000. Now, where are they getting the money to do that, friends? Outside, who would be supporting groups like this? It's the same people, friends, that support Planned Parenthood. Within themselves, folks, they can't stand on their own 2 feet. That's why government has to come in and reallocate illegally your money to sanction the murder of the innocent. And you can better bet your bottom dollar when the cover's pulled all the way back, you're going to find the same things actually supporting groups like this. How could they possibly be making money like this? And by the way, here's the good news. Many people already know what Facebook is doing. Many people, and I'm talking of a majority of people, when Snopes is brought up as the new fact checker, everybody discredits them right away. Well, this is why they're discrediting them, friends. Not only are you swallowing CIA propaganda, but you're contributing to the wealth of the sleazy Michelsons and staff if you even give ear to the likes of Snopes. Facebook's new fact checkers highlighted for you only on the SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.